My ass is, I can swear to that. My ass is green, if that's not true. I bet you already got to them. I agree, they should secure it. They should secure it. I think it's a good idea. It should be secured. Secure it, they'll try. Any other defensive postures like that she come up with? Now, I don't hear no more news. Nobody's standing there like they're all offended because you didn't hear no goddamn news. Fuck the news right now. Our news is that we're going to have to take care of the situation we got at hand. Some of you people would stand up to get your ego. That's why some people who are quiet never get up, because you are so damn determined to be made public all the time that some people who are principled but quiet don't want to be put in the light, and you shouldn't be that concerned about your image. You should get up here so that we don't hear the same people all the time. Because that's not testing anything. Even some of the people are up here for good motivation. I tell you, we need to hear all the people should be taking turns coming up here and revealing what's going on in their thinking and the news instead of being drug out. If you're up here for show, you ought to sit down. We've come too far in socialism. We ought to be over that now.
One thing, I pointed out the lack of organization and people in L.A. sort of getting into themselves. You know, it was us and you as far as San Francisco and L.A. was concerned. But I want to say, Claire, you agreed, but I felt that you were as guilty as everybody else and maybe a little more self-centered than some of the others that were there. Okay?
I think in the L.A. and San Francisco that when they answer the phone, they ought to tape it just in case they try to harass us. And if we come to this right night, that we have evidence.
They ought to tape every phone call comes in. I agree. They missed some threats on our lives. They didn't tape. They missed some threats on our lives. It would have been good. It would have been good. Nobody will print it, but it would help with the police, where we have had that chief of police knows what a decent and good man I was, and spoke just the other day to some of our people that it's terrible that such a good man is not here when we need him. Chief of the San Francisco police, I'm talking about.
Dad, I wonder if it wouldn't be possible to post a worker at the front door, presumably painting something or repairing something, to make it look that there wasn't an actual guard.
I agree. It's a good point, Bob.
Having somebody there who...
actually cleaning, painting.
Right. A back door, too, probably.
Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it over there? That's what we need. That's what we need. All your minds at work. See, we're insulated sometimes by the same minds. And we do a lot of creative things. I can do tremendously creative things, but you can never be creative enough.
The new congregation, probably.
If they come here to the church, I doubt it. They'll be able to do it right on the steps, and there's little we can do with that church, because it's not ours anymore. We just got $500,000 out of it.
Okay.
Back door, too, because there's some little ladies that, you know, if somebody knocks, they'll let them in.
And we're talking about the apartment house.
Yes.
The only place they'll come is to the annex. We'll have to watch the annex. They're going to come, if they come to San Francisco, if they come to the Los Angeles temple steps, I think the little ladies should still go around there and give them a little hard way to go. Or you can think about it. Maybe that's not the thing you do. Maybe that gives them more news. You got to really think about this. We'll come up with quick solutions.
One other idea I had. I wondered
quiet little pickets. These people are trying to kill old people who are living in a beautiful retirement center or something like that. It's a little late, but the tactic may have to be, it may be something entirely different than a fight.
Grace Stone called her and said that she...
Cannot hear. Wait till the mic.
Grace Stone called her and she said, she was with the group that was organizing the people that had families that the church had took away and misused and all this. She was from this group. She wanted her to become a member. And so she told us that bitches like you that calls me to leave, said, I have nothing against Jim Jones and that group. Said, well, you always in his face and all that shit, because I'm mad. And told us, say, if you come out here, I'm going to kill you. And she said that if somebody talked back to him, said Grace never did call no more, and she didn't have to be bothered with me anymore. So, I think, though, is it Allie's mother, grandmother or something? Yeah, right. Wasn't it hers or the other girl? No, I think it was, let's see. They called in and told us about it, and
Leona and I was talking about it. It was Ollie's, I think. Right, it's hers.
Ollie's mom.
Gray Stone called my mom, her and some lady named Jenny. And
who?
Some lady named Jenny. I don't know the lady last name.
Jean?
She said Jenny. She didn't give me a last name. She just said Jenny.
Jenny Lambert?
She didn't give me a last name. She just said Jenny.
Could have been Jeannie, their new name of that Myrtle. She changed her name. Tried disguise, hide, Jean something. I forgot what the fuck they changed her name to. Myrtle, what is it? Jeannie Mills. Probably her. Okay, what'd she say to your mom?
And she wanted my mom and my sister Carolyn to talk to some men about the discipline they had received on the floor. And my mama got mad at her and she cussed her out. She said, "Don't you be calling my fucking house. Tell me nothing about people's temper." She said, "Because it was bitches like you, the reason why I left." And she hung up on her.
All right, your mother. All right, her. Tell the beauty of the place. Do you write? Have you written?
Not yet.
We should.
But I am.
At least that is better than most of you.
And,
tell her she's welcome. It's a lovely place. You never can. I'll write this very afternoon.
And, what Christine was saying about
phone
the
call
news.
Might be better to make a phone call.
About that.
That's a woman that fought one time. It's too bad she left. She'd have fought. She tore hell out of it.
About the television, that was the same day me and Esther was on the news.
You
she
and
was
Esther.
Talking about me and Esther, they had came over to our house and all these reporters and stuff that came over asking us questions about the church. And so when I didn't give her a comment and stuff like that, they had all our, first of all, Esther slammed the door in her face and she got mad. Then she came to me with the mic, asked me all these questions. I told her I didn't have no comment, you know, and don't be asking me no questions and stuff. And then she took all that stuff and she put it on the news talking about how hostile we was.
Well, too, if you were hostile, it's too bad you didn't catch your head in the door. Huh? What'd you say? You thought Ollie handled herself very well?
I did. I felt she handled herself very well that day. The news reporters and their cameras
jumping
were following
this shit
her down the
again.
Street. All she could do was just refuse to talk and walk on.
Jumping this shit all up again. Mm-hmm.
Dad, what I wanted to say about this call that she was speaking about, I came in a few minutes after the call came. And she told me that first it a lady called, and then she said a man called. And I asked her who was it. She said that they said there was members, ex-members from the temple, from People's Temple. I said, "Well, what was their name?" She said, "Well, they wouldn't give their names." Said that it was a program coming on. I'd forgotten exactly what time it was, but I think it was Channel 4. And said, "Watch it." And when it came on, this Gray Stone, she started talking in. What she was saying mostly, she didn't seem to could get it together too well, and she was saying that you called yourself a prophet, and you had people going around with chicken guts saying that you could pass counsel, and the only thing you did was kidnap children and beat people. And he asked her, had she reported this to the authorities, and she said no. Said why? She said, "Well, I was afraid to." Well, they had said that they were going to give time for people to call in and ask her questions. Well, it was only one call came through that night, and a lady called, and this commentator asked her, "What was her name?" She said, "Never mind what my name is," she said. "Grace," she said, "I'm in your corner. You should have did this long time ago," she said. "I wanted to do it, but I was afraid." And that was about the end of
Liz Foreman. That was Liz Foreman. For some reason now, Liz Foreman has now gotten the brazen energy to come out from hiding. I thought somebody, didn't somebody call the program and say, didn't somebody ask her if she'd had sex with me?
No, Dad, that wasn't even mentioned. She didn't mention it.
One program it did. One program, she was asked directly if she had sex with me. Somebody got on there and asked her. I don't know who did it. anybody would know it because I made an open secret. Open secret. There wasn't nothing closed about that secret. Just from the secret from the world. But I jumped that bitch in public on time when she get me so stirred up and said what I had to do to maintain her, what I had to do to keep this cause. God damn her ass. God damn the whole board that didn't back me up on an adoption of her. I'd had this all this shit behind me. I'd had the baby adopted, there wouldn't have been no shit. I mean, not the general board, but legal opinion. I should have pushed on with that goddamn adoption. That's what I wanted to do. They said, you can't do it. Can't never did anything. And they had long since taken care of. We wouldn't have no issue over that at all. Of course, they'd make an issue of Dana. Don't make no damn difference. Same difference. 6½ dozen other. Never wanted to see DNA. The mother never wanted to see that little DNA. We'll call her Martha. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like to have children to feel R-E-J-E-C-T-I-O-N. Injection. You know Jection? Rejection. Okay. So Martha, that bitch abandoned her, never did knew nothing for her. Her mother did it, her grandmother reared her from the babyhood up while she whored around, was crazy and a loon, and dope, pushing it, taking it. And they want to come and take that child? Hell, we formed a white knight on that, right on that porch on that one night. Formed it on, they said, fuck they will. So we don't ever say you have this. My he feels a lot of this too. So we'll call him. We'll call him Tex in the future. So if because I feel it, he says it's all over me, isn't it, Dad? Well, why don't you just let them have me? That's sensitive. That's growth. That's tremendous. That's character. I said, what are you talking about? Not on your life. Not on your life would I let them do that. But when a little one can make those kind of sacrifices, he said, well, maybe we ought to just, the Tex and Martha ought to go back there and say, we'll kill them. He said, Tex and Martha will kill them. And some of you older people, they only got four sacrificial offers last night. Four. And then they're qualified. What do I do, Father, after I've done it? Only one Father tell me what to do after you've done it. When a 5-6-year-old child tells they're going to go back and let me go back, don't let me cause no trouble, let me go back and kill them. What's the matter with some of these older people? Huh? What is the matter?
Yeah?
Yeah, you look at yourself. I'll tell you the truth, you just look at yourself. Whether I'd let you do it or not, it's not the question. You ought to take a look at yourself. Huh? Didn't know I won candidates? You weren't listening very closely. I'd like to hear all kinds of alternatives. But again, look who's coming up here. Some of the hardest, older, active people. 4 or 5 hands all I see. Oh, sure, now you're going to throw your hands up. I know, you know. We know this all thing. It all gets, we're going to get sudden voluntaritis. If you don't meet the doctor on the way, it'll be okay.
Dad.
It's a little joke between me and her. I don't want her to catch it. She's too sweet. I know some of these young people. I've had younger women. I've had younger women, middle-aged women, younger men, little boys. I'm amazed, even when you suggest raising a hand, only about 5 or 6 more of them popped up, though. And that folk out there, they don't love Father enough. They would, as long as you don't ask them to suffer. They love him as long as they don't ask him to suffer anything. 5 organized seniors could take care of this shit and then go over and say bye-bye and get reincarnated on a higher plane or get into obscurity, whatever they wanted. That's right, that's right. Five well-organized, good socialists that knew what the hell was going on could take care of this shit. Break that shit up and nothing flat, and there'd be no more to it. They'd scare them fuckers to death, and they'd leave it alone. And if I was a follower, I know what the fuck I'd do. But I have to be cursed to be the leader. I know what the fuck I'd do. I'd take this shit till we wouldn't be discussing this shit no more. These fuckers would go to sleep and let some people. And then we wouldn't have no more white knights. If five people back there had enough sense, so we didn't have to tell them something right now what to do. Just five goddamn people. I'm telling you, those people would run scared. I know some of you wish you could be over there. I know some of you do it. That's right, Bernice. Thank you. Talk. Let me hear you talk. That's the way one of them ought to talk. Just get one. Get the pivotal one. Get one of the ones that take the big lead.
Yeah, get Tim Stone. I would like to get him. He kept my gun. I had.
Yes, I'm listening to Bernice. She's been in a jail and been beat on. They damn near beat her to death in the prison system. So I'm listening to her. So you be respectful, will you?
The thing about it, I was working for some rich people. And you remember the first $1,000 I give?
Yeah.
I sent them G.I. Long papers out there. I wanted to buy a place up in Redwood Valley and turn it over to you, a rest home, you know.
Yeah.
And I go to school under G.I. You know, they kept them papers from 1972 up till 1977. That's when I got them papers back. And Tim Stone, well, he was working all against you then. And what I got up here to say, when all this mess was coming up on Channel 2, that's where I first seen it at. Then I've been around in San Francisco, I reckon, about 30 years. Everybody was calling me. And then KPIX called me. They said, you Bernice Thomas? I said, yeah. Well, I want to talk to you, have an interview with you about People's Temple. I said, People's who? People's Temple. I said, how in the hell did you get my phone number? I said, People's Temple is listed. So I called Jane Munston, and she answered the phone, and I told her. And then Andy Silvers called me, and I told him the man's name because he gave me the man's name. And Anthony called the man, and way later he called me back, and he said, Bernice, that was all right. He said, but you did right. Don't talk to nobody. I said, hell no, I'm not talking to nobody. If they want to know anything about People's Temple, go over there. It's listed. And so Anna laughed at me.
Okay.
Me and them both. And you know who I'm talking about, Hazel Armstrong. She'd appreciated it. She raised no hell in the alligator driven in the pony drives. She'd just appear. That's the reason I can't understand. How did they let them get up on the porch in San Francisco?
She raised more hell on alligator when the bond went dry. These goddamn old phrases from the homespun backwoods, I'm telling you. There, get some of his shit going, that's all right.
You know, I'm not too well anyway with heart trouble. And just send me back. You see if I don't take care of Liz. You know, Liz did me wrong when we was in your car.
Yeah.
And everybody was against me. You understand what I mean? I didn't have no sense. I had to go along with it. You understand what I'm trying to show you?
I remember what she did.
You understand? Okay, I'll kill her ass. That's one person I know I'd get. And Tim, when I think of how you walk up and down that aisle when Grace Rallathan told you about him being shot? I tell you the truth, if I'm choking to death, you don't have to tell me what I wouldn't do. I know I would. I would have that much strength. And honey, my days are numbered anyway. I don't mind that. You understand? And then another thing, Dad,
numbered,
I want to say
you've been
this
numbered one. So long, oh shit, you probably outlive us all.
Then another thing, Dad, here's what crushes some of us. We can go some of the highest, what we think somebody's holding some position or something, and talk to them, and they won't talk to some of us. Well, we might not have the right thing or the right thing to say, but at least we could at least let them know how we feel. Now, I shall never forget this. When he sent us down to the bank to sign our money over, well, I'll tell you, we was made the biggest ass out of you ever seen in your life. And he never, we had, instead of bringing our brother Griffith, and she had, he had Heisen, and there was a whole Mary Coleman, and there was Jewel. They carried us where they was parking the car instead of putting us out in front of the bank. Carried us to a wrong bank, give them our business. And then after they got our business, then the lady said, hey, I'm sorry, you got the wrong bank. And then here we come with this old folks, crippling and doing, walking two blocks down the street. I'm a line, Zippy. Great. That's what we had to do. Then when we got out there, Dad, I had to run and hold the door open for him. I'm not kicking against that. But here's what happened. They went along with everybody. And when it come to me, Johnny was standing, Nettie was standing over me, supposed to help me. The lady said, oh, no, you don't have this much money. Oh, no, you're going to give this kind of check. You're going to give all this money to check, to government check. Johnny runs up and say, oh, no, that's wrong. That's wrong, that's wrong. And I touched on the foot. You see what I mean?
What?
And that didn't,
Johnny,
she,
what was wrong? You
and when
was
she
wrong?
Ran back to get stabbed.
What Johnny said was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, well, she said, I didn't have that much money coming each month. And I touched her on the foot for the hush, and I said, I'll take care of it. But that didn't affect her. And then, here the woman come telling me, oh, no, honey, you are too poor, you too black to give away all this money to some organization. And when she got through, she wasn't got every man in the bank. And had them stand out looking at us and just made a plump fool out of us. Okay, when I got to the church, I wanted to talk to Shakins. And I couldn't tell him nothing. This is what, some people are crushed. And this is really the truth. I said, I want to tell him about it and how it happened and everything. But you can't talk to some of these people. And this is what makes it bad. See, and these are the people who we think should know these things. And we should be able to go to talk to them about it. But you just send me back and see if I don't take care of some of the asses.
Well, now, Luby, you're shaking your hand. Will you go back and kill with them? You're nodding. No, will you? What's that? Who wants to get old lady who?
I want to get off the old lady Myrtle because she did something to me in the L.A. Temple. I haven't forgotten.
Old lady
told me.
Old lady Myrtle?
Old lady Myrtle. Because she told me one day to stay in my place. And I wanted to choke her, goddamn her. But I didn't. I still got it in. I'll go back there, and I hate the United States, but I'll go back there and drag her ass over here. And I know what to say to get her here, too. I sure, because they like being nice to you. And you being nice to them and tell them all these good things. I get her right over here and choke her to death. Throw her in the jungle.
Take note, Vernetta. Take note of some of these. How you going to get over here?
I'll get over here because, see, I'm a white woman. I know what they like. I know what they like what you just said, and I know exactly what to say. And get over here and flat our ass and get over here and then choke the hell out of her. Never mind, that's my secret, but I know what to say to them because I worked around them. I know what they like. They like flatter, people like her. And I know exactly what you said to her.
Dad, I feel as though I really don't have anything to lose because the life I have is what you gave me. My life was up a long time ago. And if it wasn't for this socialist cause, I wouldn't be here. So I feel as though the life that you've given me is for the purpose of this socialist cause. And I don't mind giving it up to further this movement. And I really would like to get I'd like to make them look like the cat guts they said that we had.
Cat guts. Oh, you're talking about chicken guts for cancer, though, John? No, that's a bullshit lie. They're fucking liars. Anything they can say to make people lose their faith. Linda Sweeney never assisted us, ever. And Nurse never. And Rose supposed to told him to make him swallow the goddamn shit. Now, you know Rose, and you look at Rose, and no, Rose didn't make nobody take no goddamn chicken guts. Anybody know that? Dumb, stupid sons of bitches. I'd like to give him some chicken guts, so now, to the mouth.
Dad.
Stupid assholes.
A little before we got ready to come over, I don't know how anyone knew we were coming, because I didn't even tell anyone. My husband didn't either. So they would always call to the house and ask for him. Well, he wouldn't be there, so they said, "Are you his wife?" And I said, "Yes." So one lady called, and she, she was talking, and she said, I said, "Well, who's this?" And she said, "Well, I'm a former member of People Temple." And she said, "Are you planning on going over to the Freedom Land, or whatever she called it?" So anyway, Promised Land, that's what she said.
It's amazing they still call it Promised Land, isn't it?
So anyway, I didn't even answer her, you know.
And kind of reveal how nice it is. I know all of our enemies, they still refer to it as Promised Land on the news. Aren't they called the jungle, Guyana or something? But it's always Promised Land.
So when she got through talking, I said, "Well, who is this?" She said, "Oh, I'm a former member of People's Temple." And I didn't give her no kind of information. Then, a little before we got ready to leave, some young guy called up. And he was trying to, tell something about what was happening. I don't know whether he'd been over here or not. So anyway, he said, "Are you going over to the Promised Land?" So I told him, I didn't tell him anything where we were going. So he told me to,
hold it till they get all stretched, will you? Stretch around, honey.
So he asked me, he was talking about coming over here, so I didn't give him no kind of answer. So he said, "Well, anyway, I don't know whether you're going or not," he said, "but if you're going over there, you call Brother Broussard in San Francisco," which I didn't
know.
Broussard.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Oh, that alcoholic son of a bitch laying on his ass here? Yeah.
So I didn't know who Brother Broussard was, I just remembered the name. So anyway, that didn't discourage me from coming. I'm still here.
Good. I'm glad that it didn't. And if I could, sure didn't know how to lie.
I'm finished.
Yes. Shush.
There is one thing that I didn't understand. While they were on TV and talking about you being a prophet, and had people carrying around chicken guts, I wonder why she didn't say anything about the cancer that she saw people spit up. Where did they come from? She didn't mention that on TV. Nothing good. She just threw out the bad stuff, and they made her look kind of foolish because they wanted to know from her why she hadn't reported this and why did she stay so long. But she didn't have an answer for
if that. Somebody passed cancer guts for the cancer, my ass would be 5 years in the pen. And they sure would not have hesitated to charge me. So they must have had nothing whatsoever. Even they couldn't get enough people to lie to make the DA believe the shit. They didn't want to go to no court because they didn't want to perjure themselves. The sons of bitches never saw no chicken guts are lying. That don't interest me in the first place. That's not the shit. That should mean nothing to socialists in the first goddamn business. Anything to get socialism done. But that it's all a bunch of lies. They couldn't even tell the truth and abuse it and twist it. They didn't even have to do that and be decent.
Yeah, you know, when you were saying that the church isn't ours no more, we could get the owner of the church now to put up a sign that said no trespassing, and then it would be just a...